on Fridays at this time, we welcome U of I alum, all-around great guy, political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg from Chicago. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, what can we say about the past week? It's been filled with one drama after another, hasn't it?
Yes, it certainly has, Stevie and Diane. And since we last talked 7 days ago, the St. Louis Cardinals won Game 7 of the World Series in Busch Stadium last Friday night. Their history-making performance earned the Cardinals their 11th World Series championship, the most of any National League team. On Saturday, businessman Herman Cain took the lead in several major polls in the Republican presidential sweepstakes. On Sunday, an early snowstorm hit the Northeast, cutting power to 3 million customers. Al Gore said the freezing blizzard was caused by global warming. On Monday, Republican frontrunner Herman Cain's campaign was rocked by reports that he had been the target of harassment lawsuits by two female employees during his tenure as head of the National Restaurant Association. On Tuesday, the Sioux Indian Tribe filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, demanding that the NCAA drop its demand that the University of North Dakota stop using the name Fighting Sioux for its athletic teams. On Wednesday, teen heartthrob Justin Bieber was named in a paternity lawsuit. The 17-year-old Bieber denies the charge, but the baby boy's hair is said to look just like Justin's. Thursday, Herman Cain accused rival Rick Perry of spreading the harassment story. Perry's campaign denied the accusation. But later this afternoon, rumor has it that Justin Bieber will accuse Rick Perry's campaign of spreading the paternity story.
Wow, what a week. Well, before we discuss some of that news with our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain and Congressman Barney Frank, the 2012 presidential election is just 1 year away. Tuesday, November the 6th, will be Election Day next year. And in our continuing series of Meet the Candidates special programming, this morning we'll be meeting the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and talking with us about Speaker Gingrich is a man who knew him well. Although they rarely saw eye to eye, former President Bill Clinton. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie, and hello, Diane.
Hi.
Mr. President, even though you're a Democrat, Newt Gingrich is a Republican, you knew the former Speaker quite well, didn't you?
Well, I certainly did, Stevie. In fact, I still do. And despite our ideological differences, I must admit that Newt Gingrich was my intellectual peer. It was always interesting having a discussion with Speaker Gingrich.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Newt's background?
Well, let's say Newt is 68 years old. He's had three wives and three religions. Before he became Speaker, he was a college professor, a historian, and a congressman. Whenever he and I are together, he's always the second smartest person in the room. He's known for his blunt, forceful speaking style. As you can hear in this clip from an MSNBC interview Newt did 3 years ago defending Sarah Palin. Let's have a listen.
But to be fair, her resume is not something that we're familiar seeing with presidential candidates.
Wow, it's stronger than Barack Obama's. I don't know why you guys walk around saying this baloney. She has a stronger resume than Obama. She's been a real mayor. He hasn't. She has been a real governor. He hasn't. She's been in charge of the Alaska National Guard. He hasn't. She was a whistleblower who defeated an incumbent mayor. He has never once shown that kind of courage. She's a whistleblower who turned in the chairman of her own party and got him fined $12,000. I've never seen Obama do one thing like that. She took on the incumbent governor of her own party and beat him, and then she beat a former Democratic governor in the general election. I don't know of a single thing Obama's done except talk and write. And I'd like you to tell me one thing you think Senator Obama's done.
Thanks very much, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to leave it there.
Wow. That certainly was blunt and forceful, Mr. President.
It sure was. And I bet that reporter, Ron Allen, was sorry he asked the question. Old Newt left him standing there speechless.
Wow.
You know, I'm just sorry we didn't hire Newt to work on Hillary's campaign back in 2008. He really knew how to sock it to Barack Obama.
Well, we have another clip of Newt Gingrich socking it to Barack Obama. Now, this clip is from one of this year's Republican presidential debates. Let's have a listen and then get your reaction, sir.
Speaker Gingrich, would you raise the retirement age for Social Security recipients?
No, not necessarily. But let me start with, I'm not particularly worried about Governor Perry and Governor Romney frightening the American people when President Obama scares them every single day.
Wow, your reaction, Mr. President.
Well, like I said, Stevie, I wish Newt had been campaigning for Hillary back in 2008. We could have really used his help cutting Barack Obama down to size. Of course, as a presidential candidate himself, Newt doesn't exactly come across as, shall we say, warm and fuzzy. But I'll tell you one thing. I would love to hear Newt Gingrich debate Barack Obama next year. I think we have one more clip that offers an example of what that exchange might be like.
Speaker Gingrich, it sounds like we've got a genuine philosophical disagreement. In Massachusetts, a mandate, almost no one uninsured. In Texas, a more limited approach, about a quarter uninsured. Who's got the better end of this argument?
Well, I'm frankly not interested in your effort to get Republicans fighting each other.
But we've got a choice between an individual mandate and not. So anyway, you would like to puff this up into some giant thing.
The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster. It is a disaster procedurally. It was rammed through after they lost Teddy Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. It was written badly. It was never reconciled. It can't be implemented. It is killing this economy. And if this president had any concern for working Americans, he'd walk in Thursday night and ask us to repeal it because it's a monstrosity. Amen. Every person up here agrees with that.
Right. Yep.
And let me just say, since I still have a little time left, let me just say,
sure.
I, for one, and I hope all of my friends up here, are going to repudiate every effort of the news media to get Republicans to fight each other to protect Barack Obama, who deserves to be defeated, and all of us are committed as a team. Whoever the nominee is, we are all for defeating Barack Obama.
All right, former President Bill Clinton, we thank you, sir, for sharing your thoughts with us about Newt Gingrich as we continue to meet the candidates. And I hope you'll join us again sometime to talk about another one of the Republican contenders.
Well, I'd love to, Stevie, especially if you want to talk about my favorite Republican candidate this year.
Who's that?
Michelle Bachmann. I just love watching her on those televised debates. She is, without question, the most attractive candidate on the stage.
Well, Mr. President, we'll be sure to call you when we get around to profiling Congresswoman Bachmann. Right now,
please
however,
do.
Yeah,
please do.
We will, sir. Thank you. Right now, however, we want to turn our attention to this week's other news. So let's bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, sirs.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hello.
Good morning to all of our friends in the listening audience. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, this week, a Sioux Indian tribe in North Dakota filed a lawsuit against the NCAA in an attempt to stop the NCAA from stopping the University of North Dakota from using the name Fighting Sioux for its athletic teams, and from using an image of a Sioux warrior for the school's logo. Now, the Sioux suing the NCAA has caused quite a stir, especially in North Dakota. And it brings back memories of a similar controversy at the University of Illinois, where the NCAA forced the Fighting Illini to get rid of their symbol, Chief Illiniwek. I wonder what your thoughts are on this subject. Let's begin with Congressman Barney Frank. What's your take on all of this, Congressman?
Well, Stevie and Diane, first of all, I would like to applaud the Sioux tribe for suing the University of North Dakota and for demanding that the school stop using racially insensitive and politically incorrect Native American symbols and traditions as mascots and logos for college athletic teams. This practice is despicable and reprehensible, and I support the Spirit Lake Sioux Nation for their courageous stand against bigotry and intolerance.
Congressman Frank, I'm afraid you've got the story backwards. The Spirit Lake Sioux Nation isn't suing the university for using the Fighting Sioux name and logo. They're suing the NCAA for forcing the school to stop using the name and logo. In other words, the tribe is proud of the Fighting Sioux name and logo.
Really?
Senator McCain, what's your take?
Stevie, my friend, I salute the Sioux tribe for their principled stand and for taking on the National Communist Athletic Association. I mean the National College Athletic Association. The Spirit Lake Tribe are proud people, proud of the great Sioux Nation, and it is up to them, my friends, not to some politically correct nitwit do-gooders at the NCAA, to determine whether or not their name and image can be used by the University of North Dakota. And it seems they want it to be used. They're proud of the Fighting Sioux, and they ought to have the final say in this controversy.
So who do you think will win the lawsuit, the Sioux Nation or the NCAA? Senator McCain?
Stevie, I have no way of predicting the outcome of the lawsuit. However, as an amateur military historian, I believe the NCAA ought to proceed with caution. After all, George Armstrong Custer didn't fare too well when he took on the Fighting Sioux. And by the time this is all over, the NCAA lawyers and executives could be wearing arrow shirts.
I get it. Yeah.
Arrow shirts. Get it?
Yes, sir.
You can use that line in the next edition of your NCAA joke book if you'd like, Stevie.
Sir.
By the way, I thought the first edition was really terrific, my friend. I laughed all the way through it.
Well, thank you for that nice plug, Senator McCain, for my 20-year-old book.
Right.
Maybe I should have it reprinted for the Fighting Sioux fans in North Dakota. In any case, you had the last word for today, sir. And when we come back, we'll be hearing the latest ad from President Obama's new tattletale website, attackwatch.com. So stay tuned for that important message right after these important messages. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Back with our conclusion with political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg. Don't miss this episode of the attackwatch.com spot. And don't forget to fall back on your clocks at when you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back this weekend with your clocks. It's 8:50.
Hello again, friends, and welcome back to AttackWatch.com. Not long ago, one of our listeners, John Doe of Savoy, asked us why we use these radio ads to, quote, spread the lies about President Obama, unquote. That's a very good question, John. And of course, the answer is that our purpose at AttackWatch.com is to counter the lies and smears about our beloved leader. But you have a point, Mr. Doe. Why even mention them? Perhaps our time can be better spent talking about President Obama's would-be opponents. After all, I'm sure you've heard the stories about Herman Cain's problem with harassment cases, but they aren't rumors. They're facts, although we don't know all the ugly details. Not yet, at least. And what about the man Herman Cain accuses of sabotaging his campaign, Texas Governor Rick Perry? Surely you've heard about the name of his family hunting camp, the ugly name that was written on a rock at the entrance to that camp. And what about Mitt Romney? Or should we call him Candidate Flip-Flops? And then we have Newt Gingrich, a man who carries his own bags, and plenty of them, if you get my drift. Yes, these are the people who are spreading the lies and smears about our dear president, Barack Obama. And we just thought you'd like to know a little bit more about them. Well, friends, keep your reports and messages coming to us at AttackWatch.com. And don't forget, Big Brother is watching you.
Wow.
Awesome.
work in Chicago. That was another ominous ad from attackwatch.com.
Right.
Yes, it was, Stevie and Diane, and I should add it was another phony ad for attackwatch.com.
Of course. Well, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate you. People can hear this again on our podcast at myconnectfm.com later today. But, Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you always for your time and talents.
Well, thank you. And, of course, don't forget, we have that time change fall ahead. So be sure to set those clocks ahead 1 hour.
What? We fall back. Don't confuse everybody.
Oskiwawa.
Spring ahead and fall back. There and we're in the fall. And so you can get those clocks set back an hour when you go to bed Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day and the weekend.
Yeah, that's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you back here on Monday. We'll be reading names in our Jetaway Getaway. Get registered this weekend for our Super Bowl giveaway. And good luck. Have a great day.